Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz, and today I'm going to talk about soul ties. A lot of people don't know really what that means. What's a soul tie? A lot of people think that they're tied to a particular person in their life, and they're meant to be with them. They're thinking of them as soulmates, okay? Now, here's the thing that you have to understand. When we're talking about soul ties, all right, the way I'm going to define a soul tie is it's a connection to somebody that's in your life that you feel that you keep getting drawn back to that person for whatever reason it could be. There's just something about that person that draws you back to that person. That person can be somebody that you've, you know, talked to, you've dated, and then maybe something went wrong in the relationship. Let's say you weren't even serious, but you built a certain connection with that person. So we'll talk about it kind of like in a connection kind of way. You've built a connection with that person, and that person can come back into your life later on, and you're thinking to yourself, well, that person's coming back because we're soulmates or we're soul ties. So basically what that means is if you're feeling like you're attached to somebody in your life and you keep thinking about that person, what you need to do is you need to analyze yourself. You need to think about it in terms of this. What is it about that person that keeps drawing you back to them? Is it really that person that you're drawn back to? Or is it the idea of what your life would be with that person? Is it the idea of being with them intimately that keeps drawing you back? Because then it's more of a lust thing. Then maybe it's not so much that you're looking at them as, oh, you know, this is my potential partner for life. You know, quote unquote, people like to say soulmates. But I'm a firm believer you could have different people as a partner for life. All right. There isn't particularly one, but you could have many, many different kinds of soul ties. And the thing that you have to understand about soul ties is, here's the thing, you guys, nobody has power over you unless you give them that power. You have the power yourself to control how you feel, what you want in your life, okay? So when you let your emotions take over, you know, your regular thinking, and this is what happens with a lot of people, and especially with women, they feel connected to somebody because they're thinking with their emotions, they're thinking with their feelings, they're thinking not even so much about the person for who they really are, or they don't see that person for who they are, but they're thinking about the feeling that they have with that person, that euphoria, you know, that high that they get just thinking about being in that person's presence. So, you know, you have to understand something. That isn't necessarily love. Love is something that grows over time, okay? Love is something where you feel you'll go out of your way. You'll do things for that person, and that person will do things for you. They will sacrifice. You guys will sacrifice for each other because you want to make each other happy, okay? It's not a lustful feeling. So the thing is with the soul ties is that you have to say to yourself, is this person that I have a soul tie connection with, Is this person really, if I was with that person on a day-to-day basis and I saw this person's not just the good times, okay, not just the intimate times, but the everyday life. If I were to sit there and live with this person on a day-to-day basis and look at them for who they are, would I still have that high feeling? Would I still think of them as, you know, this person that I'm destined to be with? Because a lot of times people are connected to people because they're seeing them sometimes at their best. They're not seeing the person at their worst. And that's why, you know, in the beginning, like I say, everybody is on their best behavior. You're seeing that person at their best in the beginning. And as time goes by, people's masks come off and you start to see the good, bad, and the ugly, okay? And you start to see who that person really is. I mean, there's always red flags. There's red flags in dating. There's red flags in going out with somebody, relationships before you get married. And then when you get married, there you go. You're going to really see that person for who they are, and especially in difficult times, okay? And especially when they're dealing with their family or they're dealing with your family, then you're really going to see that person how they are. But when we talk about soul ties and that connection to somebody maybe you dated or somebody that you had that connection with, that, you know, your face lit up when you saw their text on your phone, or anytime they contacted you, you just felt that great feeling, okay, that warm feeling. Ask yourself, what was it about them that really attracted you to them? What is the attraction that they are giving you and giving you that high? Because the reason I'm going this way with this is because what you have to analyze is that you're getting that euphoria feeling from this person for other reasons, because it could be a fantasy that you have in your head, that you've built in your head, thinking, oh, this person keeps coming back to me and contacting me. They must be, you know, they must be my soulmate. They must be my future husband or my future wife. You know, it's destined for us to be together. No, okay? No, and I'm going to say it again. Just because somebody keeps coming back into your life does not mean that that person is who you should be with, okay? They could be coming back into your life for a lot of different reasons. They could be coming back into your life because maybe they went out there and things weren't great and they decided to contact you and you're all reliable, always there. You know, anytime they feel like contacting you, you're picking up that phone, you're seeing them. So they're using you as a backup, and then they get back together with you, and then maybe they disappear again, or they tell you they want space, or they come up with another excuse, okay? Here's what you got to understand. When somebody is meant to be with you, or somebody really wants something serious with you, okay, they will not take a chance of leaving you. They will not take a chance of you ending up with somebody else, okay? Because they look at you as their future. So when you feel that connection to somebody and this person is just in and out of your life all the time, you have to ask yourself, why are they coming in and out of my life? Okay, they shouldn't be doing that. Maybe it's because they're doing other things and they're not making me a priority. And if they're not making me a priority, how much could they care about you? Okay, somebody who really cares about you will want to be around you. They won't want to make excuses. But the thing that I want to talk about is you yourself letting that person have the power over you. Okay? Everything in relationships, or most relationships, has to do with power. Usually in relationships, one person or one partner is going to have more power than the other. Okay? So the thing is, If this person is not, you know, if it's not flowing right, but you still look at it as, you know, this is my future person, this is the person that I'm supposed to be with and everything like that, you have to stop letting yourself give your power to that person. And when I say give that power to that person, what I mean is you're building that person up in your mind, okay? You're not looking at that person for who they truly are. You have to take a look at that person. And when I say take a look at that person, I mean take a look at that person. You have to look at where they come from, okay? That tells you a lot about somebody, you guys, all right? I mean, people can come from a lot of different backgrounds, but it does have an impact on somebody. What kind of childhood they had? What kind of household did they grow up in? Did they have a parent role model in their life, you know? How did they treat their peers? How did they treat their friends? What is their work ethic? Do they have a good work ethic? Is this somebody responsible? Is this somebody you could depend on? Or are you just blowing this person up in your mind because you're thinking of them in a romantic way? You're looking at how you look at them and you're saying to yourself, wow, they're really sexy. They're really sexy. Okay. So maybe you're just lusting after that person, or maybe that person, let's not even say that it's a scenario of lust or anything like that, or you're thinking about them intimately. Let's say that that person has touched your heart. And this happens too, you guys. Let's say that person has said something to you that you felt was different than anything anybody else has said. Like they generally took their concern about something in your life. Maybe you were upset about something going on in your life, in your job, with your family. And they were there and they were listening to you and they were offering you advice and everything like that. And it kind of touched you. That is all great, but that doesn't mean that that person is your future, that that person is the person that you're supposed to end up with. This is what you have to understand. They have to have all the components for a happy, healthy relationship. And when I say components, I've talked about this in my other podcasts, you guys. I talk about compatibility, how compatible you are. How much you have in common makes a difference, okay? You know, how kind is this person? You know, are they a selfish person? Is this person there for you on a regular basis? Or is this person just pop up now and then, you know, just to check in on you, okay? If somebody's just popping in and out, okay, and just checking up, oh, want to see how you're doing, and you hear from them, you know, every few weeks or something, that is not somebody that is taking you seriously. When somebody is taking you seriously, they are consistent with you. They want to contact you on a regular basis by phone, okay? I want to stress that out because there's plenty of people out there that will contact you by text just to string you along with a lot of other options as well. When people give you their time, is this person giving you their time? You know, you have people too that, you know, they love to have chat buddies. They'll chat with you. They'll text you every day. Hey, what's going on? Blah, 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 you know, and never make plans with you. Are they making time to see you on a regular basis? Okay. Don't waste your time with these other people that are zeros. And when I say zeros, I mean, they'll waste your time on the phone. They'll waste your time texting you. But they're not serious about getting to know you, ask you questions about you and your life on a regular basis, and making time to see you on a regular basis. Now, if you're just looking at them as a friend or something like that, that is one thing. But we are talking about dating somebody seriously, okay, and moving forward. We date with a purpose. We don't waste our lives with people that just want to chat, okay? They want to chat. you know, then go find a chat buddy, all right? Your life is valuable, and trust and believe me when I tell you, your time is valuable. And as you get older, you will see how valuable your time is, because you'll look back on your life and you'll say to yourself, why did I waste my time with that person? Why did I waste my time with that person when I should have, you know, gave myself a chance to talk to somebody who could have been better for me? When I saw all the red flags and I ignored the red flags and I wasted 3 years of my life or longer with somebody who really wasn't right for me. And now, how many years later, I have to start over, or I'm stuck with this person, I'm stuck in a bad situation. And there's a lot of people, you guys, that are in relationships that are stuck in bad relationships, okay? At a certain point, sometimes they're stuck because they have small children, they're not financially able to get out of that situation, so they're stuck with somebody who could be a miserable person, could be a narcissistic person, could have a lousy family, and they didn't recognize the red flags, and they got to deal with these people on a regular basis. It happens all the time, okay? So when you look at these people that you think are your soulmates, you know, romanticizing about them, you better look at them and look at them for who they are, who they really, really are. And that's why I say to you, when you're dating somebody, you want to see them when they're happy. You want to see them when they're sad. You want to see them when they're angry. You want to see how they deal with stress, okay? You want to see how they deal with their kids or how they deal with your kids, because these are all signs as to what that person really is. And sometimes when you fantasize about somebody, because let's say you have great conversation with them, or when you're in their company, you know, you guys are laughing a lot and having a good time. Well, you have to understand something. We can have a good time and laugh with a lot of different people in our lives, but it doesn't mean I'd be in a relationship with them, okay? I can laugh and have a good time with the bartender behind the bar in a restaurant, but it doesn't mean I'd have a good relationship with them if I had to see them on an everyday basis, because I'm not seeing that person for who they are in every different way they could be. I'm not seeing that person if they have financial problems. Okay, that's another thing I want to add as well. Sometimes when you're dealing with somebody, okay, you want to also see, you know, how they are. Are they responsible with money too? You could be fantasizing about somebody in your life and they could be totally reckless when it comes to money. And money is important, okay? Anybody who tells you it isn't doesn't know much about life, okay? And I'm not saying you have to be rich. And I'm not saying you have to, you know, have all of, you know, the best things in life. I'm just saying, if you want to live, if you want to have a life, if you want to have children, you have to have security. We're talking about security, being with somebody that pulls their weight, that makes an effort, that it doesn't always fall on you. And after a while, you're going to grow to resent that person. Believe me when I tell you, you will resent that person if you feel that person is not pulling their weight. So when you're looking at these people that you are romanticizing about, looking at them as, you know, ooh, soul tie, ooh, soul mate, think about, look at that person and say to yourself, are they financially, you know, responsible? Can they take care of themselves? Do they have a clean license? Or maybe they don't have a license at all, you know, which could be a red flag because they've made bad decisions in their life and they don't have a license, or they don't have a car, or whatever their situation is. Okay, these are all red flags, you guys. And what's small in the beginning becomes bigger problems later on. And if you haven't lived enough life, you don't realize that. And I'm here to give you this little tip so that you look out for these things so that you don't end up in a bad place later on because you fantasized about somebody who you thought was, you know, your romantic soul tie, and they turned out to be, you know, some bum down the street later on because you didn't see their real character for who they are, okay? You didn't see that maybe they could be abusive verbally or even physically later on. You know how many people, you know, you watch, I always bring up Dateline because I love Dateline. I love 48 Hours. But do you know how many people got involved with somebody and they didn't see that person for who they are? I just had a conversation about this with one of my family members, and we were talking about it, and we were saying, sometimes you could be married to somebody for 50 years, and that person will have secrets that you will never know. Not everybody is 100% transparent. Sometimes people take secrets to their graves. And when I talk about, you know, things like Dateline or 48 Hours, you know, the murder mysteries, and these people, you hear these stories of these people that were married to someone and they thought they were one type of person, only to find out later on they really didn't know who they were married to, okay? Because there were things that they didn't pick up on in their personality, possibly, okay? So, you know, you have to really be sharp. You really have to look at things. I did this podcast basically because I wanted to talk about soul ties. And I think we all have had this kind of fantasy growing up, thinking about like, oh, you know, I think this person is my soulmate, or I think this person, you know, I have a soul tie with this person. You know, we're connected. You have to look at it and say to yourself, why am I feeling this way? Is it because, you know, they're sexy and I'm really attracted to them? Well, you know, attraction is great and everything like that. But attraction, you know, what kind of attraction do you have for that person? If it's purely physical, that doesn't make for a whole healthy relationship, okay? Because there's plenty of people that you could be physically attracted to and later on grow to hate their guts, believe me, okay? And we're talking about long-term relationships here. We're not just talking about, you know, hookups or having a good time with somebody. We're talking about having a healthy relationship with that person. So like I said, look at their track record, look at their past history, look at their relationships with their exes. It will give you a lot of clues as to who that person is, and also realize that you, if you're feeling a certain way about somebody, you have to recognize and know yourself, what is it about that person? Why are, and you have to be honest with yourself as well, you guys. A lot of times, you know, we put our heads in the cloud because we just like the person so much. And we only see one part of the person that makes us feel good. And we kind of just like, you know, we just kind of were blinded by the other parts of them, you know. That's why there's a lot of these, you know, grown boys that are really good looking and make you feel good when you go out with them. But if you had to marry them or live with them on an everyday basis, you would grow to hate them because maybe they're not responsible, okay? Maybe they'd be laying around your house all day while you're out killing yourself working. And all that fantasy and that romance would go out the door, okay? So know yourself. When you feel that attraction to somebody, ask yourself, what is it about this person that I am attracted about? And if it's just a physical thing, then you have to say to yourself, you got to look deeper into the looking glass, and you have to say to yourself, there's got to be more here than just the physical attraction. I have to look into this person's character and see, does this person have good character? Does this person have good values? And are we aligning, and do we want the same things in life? Okay. And a lot of people will tell you they want the same things as you in life just to keep you around. They have to show you. Okay. Words mean nothing. Actions talk. Okay. They gotta, you know, they can't just talk the talk. They have to walk the walk, which means that they have to show you by reaching the same goals as you, which means maybe working and saving and moving forward towards something, moving forward, setting little goals to get to the next step and not just float away and waste your life away with somebody that gives you empty promises, okay? I hope that helps you. And if it did, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.